Now, back home, could plans for 6,000 new homes in Dublin be in jeopardy because of a lack of water and sewage infrastructure? Dublin City Council wants to build the homes in Ballyboggan on the site of an old industrial estate between Glasnevin, Capra and Finglas. However, today's Irish Times reports that Uisce Éireann has warned the council that a lack of water and sewage capacity could threaten this much-needed development. Angela Ryan is Asset Strategy Manager with Uisce Éireann. She joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can you outline for us the problems with water capacity and with wastewater treatment in the Dublin area? How big is the problem?
So we have a significant emerging issue. So first off, could I say, Uisce Éireann fully supports the government targets for housing within the wider regions. Every year we produce what is known as a capacity register. So we have a look at the treatment capacity at our existing facilities in terms of water and wastewater. We identify growth. So we trend what is happening in terms of growth and demand for water. And what we're seeing is that demand for water and wastewater services are really, really high at present. So we've got a lot of growth within the system, and also because the economy is doing quite well, there's a lot of commercial usage of water. What we have is within the region, we have a number of plans in place to bring on new projects to address that growth. But in a number of cases, those projects are getting delayed at present. So that is causing us significant issues. So particularly on the wastewater side, the Greater Dublin Drainage Project is stuck in planning right now. We really need that project to be approved, and we really need to start progressing that project so we can meet the housing needs.
Specifically then, when it comes to these houses proposed for Ballyboggan in North Dublin, what's the problem as you see it?
Ballyboggan is obviously an area, but there are growth areas across the wider and Greater Dublin area. What we have is we have an integrated water services network, so it means we will have difficulties across the networks there. But specifically in areas on the north side of Dublin, wastewater capacity is becoming an issue. So we have an existing wastewater treatment plant, Rings End, but we also have some arterial sewers that lead into that treatment plant. We're starting to reach the hydraulic capacity of those sewers, so we don't really have too much capacity left. We have a project in place, Greater Dublin Drainage, which is a new wastewater treatment plant in the north side of Dublin, but also an orbital sewer, which will take the pressure off those arterial sewers within the city. So we need to get that progressed as quickly as possible, put in some local solutions such as pump stations, but we need to get that infrastructure in place so we can support the growth.
And so what's the holdup then? Why aren't these major projects going ahead as quickly as you would like?
So it can be quite difficult for us. With Greater Dublin Drainage, we received planning permission for that project back in November 2018. That planning permission was then appealed to the High Courts on a number of grounds. One of those grounds was upheld. It was just a procedural piece, some documentation between On Bord Pleanála and the EPA. But what that has resulted in is a significant delay to that project. So that project is still in the planning process 6 years later. We're hoping to get a decision on that over the coming months. But we really need to start progressing on with that project now.
Right. So from your perspective then, are you saying that a project like Ballyboggan, and again, we're talking about 6,000 badly needed homes, that there could be a delay to that because of this lack of infrastructure?
Absolutely. So every single house, if you think about it, has a kitchen tap and has a toilet. They're the fundamental and essential infrastructure that goes into houses. So every single house needs water and wastewater services. We provide that infrastructure. So we need to be able to progress new infrastructure if we're going to have significant growth. At present, the population within the GDA is approximately 1.9 million people. That is going to grow by an additional 450,000. So we have to keep new infrastructure going into the ground to support that. And essentially what we have is we're over-reliant on infrastructure that that was built for this country when we had a population of 3.5 million people. We're now up to 5.1 million people. So we need to start getting those major projects progressing onwards now.
You've been talking about the planning system, but I know that a couple of months ago, the chairman of Uisge Éireann warned that it would be hard to reach the government's housing targets because of a lack of investment. So how big an issue is that?
Well, within our existing investment plan, so we're a regulated utility, and every 5 years we make a submission for funding known as our revenue control. Late last year, when we saw the programme for government, we did contact the government to say that we had sufficient funding within our regulatory control to address just over 30,000 houses per year. We did identify that we would need some additional funding if we were to get those targets up to 50 or 60,000 euros per year. So in the background, Uisge Éireann has compiled a programme of work that would be necessary to support the greater housing ambition of 50 to 60,000 houses per year. We're in ongoing dialogue with the government on that amount of money. They've asked us to produce some detail on the projects and plans that we would deliver in that space. And that's a body of work that Uisge Éireann is doing right now.
Yeah, so essentially then, are you saying to them, listen, we need more money?
So we will need more money, but we will also need some other key enablers in that space. So we will probably need a little bit of reform of planning at present. We probably need greater advocacy for infrastructure projects. We need greater support across government to go behind these initiatives. And also there are some other capabilities that we need to address in the supply chain. But if we can address these, essentially Uisge Éireann are quite good and have a really, really good track record on delivering projects on time and on budget. We have the solutions, we have the capability. I think we just need that key enablers and some additional funding in that space.
So as things stand then, from the perspective of Uisge Éireann, is 50,000 homes a year, is that possible?
50,000 homes a year is possible, but it will require some change. So as I was saying, not just the financing of that, but also the key enablers. So we have to be able to get projects through planning a lot quicker. We have to be able to deliver major infrastructure. So Greater Dublin Drainage and the water supply project, Eastern and Midlands region. If we don't get those projects moving, it will be very difficult to sustain that level of housing ambition.
And is Dublin a particular problem for you then, or are there issues in many places around the country?
There are issues in many places around the country, and our accelerated growth programme is looking at all of those areas. So we're looking at the highest growth areas that have been identified in the national planning framework and by the local authorities in their county development plans. So we've taken out the intelligence on that. We understand the areas of the network that we must reinforce. We've identified the constraints in those areas, and we've identified the funding requirements in that space. So we will have to develop a range of projects to address that, but we also have to get those projects moving and ensure we can build them on time.
Just finally, and in what many ways this is a connected issue, but I suppose we're also talking about something that's short term. The dry weather, I know at the moment, probably isn't making things any easier for you, given the forecast and the fact that, you know, the good weather is likely to return over the next couple of days. Is it likely that we're looking at further restrictions?
So at present, we have water conservation order in place in some very specific areas. So Mullingar, Kells, Oldcastle and Milford in Donegal. And really, there are specific issues with the water supplies in those areas. A lot of them are groundwater fed water supplies. We had very low rainfall over the winter, so we didn't get the recharge in those supplies. However, right now at present in the Greater Dublin area, there is a significant demand for water because of the dry weather. Over the last 3 weeks, the demand for water is about 10% up within the region. So we have a peak of about 50 million litres a day of additional water that is being used within the region. We're tracking and assessing the situation there. We would advocate for people to try and conserve water where possible. So please do not waste water if you can. Don't water the garden, etc. But we are monitoring the situation over the coming weeks. And we may have to extend those water conservation orders over a wider area across the country. But we're watching the situation right now.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Angela Ryan, who's Assets Strategy Manager with Uisge Éireann.